Okay, so get this right. You're a hockey player, you're in the Swiss National League, you're skating hard, and suddenly, bam, skate blade slices your leg.
Oof.
That's exactly what happened to Claudio Cattenau. He's a defenseman.
Yeah.
And this could have been a career-ending injury right there. But here's the thing, he was wearing these special socks. Akane's Blade Pro Skate socks, and they're woven with this incredibly strong thread that literally saved his leg.
Really is a testament to how far textiles have come.
Yeah, and probably saved his career too. So
That's
that's what we're
amazing.
diving into today,
It
right?
is. It's amazing how textiles are changing the game in sports. And we're not just talking about like a cool new jersey or something. We're talking about safety performance, all thanks to these cutting-edge materials.
So it's not just about looking good, it's about like a whole new level of protection and performance woven right into the gear.
Exactly. And one of the places you see this most is head protection. You know, helmets have come a long way from just being these basic hard shells.
Right, like my bike helmet's just
Yeah.
plastic, basically.
Exactly. But now we have helmets, like the BrainGuard helmet. It still has that tough outer shell, but inside there's this special foam core that's made with advanced textiles. And what's amazing is that this combination can cut impact forces by 50% without adding extra bulk.
Whoa, 50%? So it's like getting hit half as hard, but your head doesn't feel the weight. That's got to be huge for preventing those serious brain injuries.
It really is a major step forward. And it's not just full helmets either. Take the Reason Halo's headband, for example. It's not a helmet, but it uses this really clever layering system to reduce the rotational forces on the brain when you get hit.
So even if you get hit, your brain isn't getting jostled around as much, which has got to be good for long-term health, right?
Exactly. And then you have companies that are pushing the boundaries even further. Like the NOMO helmet has these electroencephalography sensors built in.
Hold on, you can monitor brainwaves through the helmet?
You got it.
Is it like a little doctor for your head?
Kind of. It can detect a traumatic brain injury in real time and send out an alert. So we're talking faster treatment, fewer misdiagnoses, and potentially fewer athletes suffering the long-term effects of those hits. It can even track those smaller, less obvious injuries over time.
So it's not just about preventing those big knockout hits, but also helping athletes make smart choices about all those smaller bumps and knocks they take, because those add up over time.
Absolutely. And on top of all of that, they're making the helmets more comfortable too. They're using this material called warp knit spacer fabric.
So what is that? Is that like some sort of breathable material?
Basically, it means they figured out how to make the helmets breathe better and regulate temperature more effectively.
Okay, so these helmets are like high-tech bodyguards for your brain.
Yeah.
But they're also like wearing a climate-controlled bubble.
You got it.
No more sweaty, stuffy helmet head. That's a
You've
win-win.
It really is. And it's a great example of how textile innovations are impacting athletes from head to toe.
Okay, so let's get to the rest of the body. I'm all about comfort, especially when I'm working up a sweat. What kind of tech is keeping athletes cool and dry these days?
One of the coolest developments, literally, is this biologic second skin material. And this might sound a little crazy, but it uses bacteria to adjust the breathability of the fabric.
Wait, bacteria, like the stuff that makes you sick. How does that even work in
Not
clothes?
the kind that makes you sick. It's all about using the power of nature. They use this bacteria called Bacillus subtilis nato, and it can expand and contract based on moisture. So when you sweat those little bacteria, they expand and open up the pores in the fabric and make it more breathable.
So the harder you work, the more the clothes adapt to keep you cool. That's like nature's own air conditioning system.
Exactly. It's a great example of biomimicry, you know, using nature's solutions to solve our problems. And it's not just bacteria either. We're seeing this thing called body mapping technology.
Body mapping? Is that like those heat maps they use during football games?
It's similar. But instead of showing where the action is, it's about understanding how an athlete's body moves and breathes. They use these 3D measurements to create clothing with targeted breathability and flexibility. Like they put more breathable fabrics where you tend to sweat more.
So it's personalized climate control for your body based on how you move. That's next level.
It is. And then on top of staying cool, you've got to protect athletes from the sun. We're seeing fabrics treated with special coatings that have things like graphene nanoparticles, even inorganic nanotubes.
So they're basically weaving in sun protection at a microscopic level.
Exactly. And these coatings can be applied to those lightweight, breathable fabrics we talked about. So athletes don't have to sacrifice comfort for protection.
It's all about that balance, right? Protection, performance, and comfort all working together. But what about when things go wrong and an athlete gets injured?
Well, that's where these textiles can really help prevent and recover from injuries. Remember those cut-resistant socks that saved that hockey player's career?
Yeah, those socks were a game changer.
It shows how these materials can mean the difference between a small scrape and a serious injury.
For sure. But what about after the injury? How can textiles help athletes recover faster?
That's where compression technology is getting a major upgrade. You know those compression socks athletes love?
Yeah, they help with circulation and recovery, right?
Right. Well, now they're adding infrared technology.
Infrared, like night vision goggles.
Awesome.
What does that have to do with socks?
Not quite night vision.
Yeah.
But it's the same idea. These socks have special materials that reflect the wearer's own body heat back towards their muscles.
So it's like a heating pad for your legs, but it's powered by your own body heat.
Exactly. It boosts circulation and speeds up recovery even more. And then you have companies like Ergodyne that are doing some interesting work with targeted support and pain relief.
Mm-hmm.
Their ProFlex knee sleeves, for example, are incredibly comfortable and provide really good support without those bulky straps.
So more support without sacrificing mobility. I bet athletes love that.
Absolutely. And then you have companies like Venom Sports and New Fabrics. They're incorporating pain medication delivery systems right into their braces and sleeves.
Whoa, that's like science fiction becoming reality. So we've covered head to toe. Literally. But what about the playing field itself? Does that get a textile makeover too?
It does. Even the playing field is being revolutionized by textile technology. Artificial turf, for example, has come a long way from that rough, unforgiving surface. It's safer, more durable, and even more environmentally friendly.
So no more turf burns. What kind of tech are we talking about?
We'll take AstroTurf's Trionic Plus S fiber, for instance. It has a built-in thermal barrier to keep the surface cooler, a carbon-based stat block to reduce static and even antimicrobial silver for better hygiene.
So it's not just about performance, it's about the whole experience, making it better for the athletes.
Exactly. And then you have these hybrid playing surfaces that are becoming really popular. They blend real grass with synthetic materials to get the best of both worlds.
I've heard about those. Don't they use them at Anfield where Liverpool plays?
They do. Anfield uses this hybrid carpet that's a mix of ryegrass sand and polyethylene fibers. It's a perfect example of how innovation is driving the future of sports, right down to the ground they play on.
So let's talk about the future. This has been mind-blowing already, but I have a feeling we're just scratching the surface.
You're right. This is just the beginning. We're on the edge of a new era where sustainability, smart fabrics, and customization are going to be huge. And that's where things get really exciting.
Okay, I'm officially intrigued. Hit me with the future of sports textiles.
Well, first, sustainability. It's not a niche thing anymore. It's a core principle now. Companies like Tree Innovation are leading the way with their UIN collection. They're using sustainable materials like maize, eucalyptus, castor oil, even beechwood.
So we're talking about high-performance sportswear made from plants. That's pretty cool.
It is. And it's not just the materials either. Companies like Twine Solutions are revolutionizing the way we dye fabrics. They've developed this waterless dyeing technology.
Wait, waterless dyeing? How does that even work? Isn't water, like, essential for dyeing fabrics?
Traditionally, yes. But Twine Solutions has this machine called a TS-1800 that uses pressurized carbon dioxide to get the dye into the fabric. It's a huge change for an industry that uses a ton of water.
So it's like dry cleaning, but for dyeing clothes? That's amazing.
It is. And they've teamed up with Santoni to make sustainable, seamless socks and shoe uppers. It shows how collaboration can really push the boundaries. But sustainability is just one piece. We're also seeing incredible progress in smart fabrics.
Okay, smart fabrics. We got to dive into that. What makes a fabric smart? Is it like having a computer chip in your clothes?
It can be. Researchers at ETH Zurich have figured out how to weave electronic yarn directly into fabrics without making it stiff. Imagine that. Mm-hmm. A fabric that can conduct electricity and transmit data.
So you could be wearing your data literally. That's wild. What kind of data are we talking about?
Well, when it's connected to a device, this electronic yarn can track your movements and send that data to your phone or a computer.
So coaches could see how their athletes are moving even if they're not there?
Exactly. And it can do more than just track movement. It could even track your heart rate, body temperature, even muscle fatigue.
That's next level. It's like having a whole team of sports scientists woven into your clothes.
And MIT is taking things even further with their EDK Knights technology.
EDK Knights. What's that? Some kind of high-tech knitting club.
It's way cooler than that.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine shoes and socks made from slightly melted plastic yarn. That's EDKNIMIUS. And when you combine this with pressure sensors, you can use machine learning to predict the wearer's movements and give them feedback on their form.
So you could have shoes that teach you how to run better.
Exactly. And it's not just for athletes either. This technology could be huge for rehab and prosthetics.
Prosthetics. So these smart fabrics could help people who've lost limbs.
That's the idea, to make prosthetic limbs that are more comfortable, responsive, and intuitive. And along with all these advances in smart fabrics, we're also seeing more emphasis on customization.
Customization. So like having your name on your jersey.
Way more sophisticated than that. We're talking about using technology to create sportswear that's perfectly tailored to your body and needs. Body mapping, for example, lets you create seamless clothing with targeted breathability and flexibility based on your 3D measurements.
Sure, it's like having a tailor-made suit, but for sports.
It is. And it's not just for clothes. Companies like Go4Goal are making custom-fit socks for your left and right foot.
Wait, socks that are different for each foot? Why is that a thing?
It might seem small, but it makes a big difference. These custom socks can prevent blisters, improve traction, and even help prevent ankle injuries.
So it's all about the small details that can make a big difference.
Exactly. And all these advancements from sustainable materials to smart fabrics and custom designs are painting a really exciting picture of what's next.
It sounds like sportswear is going to be about more than just looking good or staying comfortable. It's about improving performance, preventing injuries, and helping athletes recover faster.
You got it. And it's not just for elite athletes. These innovations will be for everyone, from pros to everyday people.
So we can all benefit from this textile revolution. That's awesome. What are some other trends we should be looking out for?
Well, one area that's getting a lot of buzz is using artificial intelligence in sportswear.
AI, as in like self-driving cars and robots. What does that have to do with clothes?
Imagine sportswear that can learn and adapt your body and your movements. That's what AI can do.
Okay, that sounds super futuristic. Give me an example.
Let's say you're wearing a smart shirt with sensors. As you work out, those sensors are collecting data on your heart rate, your breathing, and how your muscles are working. Then that data gets fed into an AI program that can analyze your performance in real time and give you personalized feedback.
So it's like having a virtual coach right there in your clothes.
Exactly. The AI could tell you, hey, you're getting tired, slow down, or you're not using your core muscles, right? Fix your form.
That's wild. It's like personalized coaching on a whole other level.
And it's not just about feedback. AI could change the fabric itself in real time. Like if you're getting too hot, the fabric could become more breathable. Or if your muscles are sore, it could add compression to help you recover.
So it's not just collecting data, it's using that data to make the clothes work better. That's seriously smart clothing.
It is. And as AI gets better, the possibilities are endless. We could even have sportswear that can predict injuries or adapt to the weather.
That sounds straight out of a sci-fi movie, but this is still pretty new, right?
It is. But things are changing fast. What we thought was science fiction is becoming real. It's only a matter of time before we see AI-powered clothes everywhere.
So the future of sports textiles is looking bright, to say the least.
It is. And it's not just about performance. These advances are also going to make sports more accessible for everyone.
How so?
Well, for starters, smart fabrics and adaptive clothing are going to be huge for athletes with disabilities. Think about prosthetic limbs that work seamlessly with clothing or sportswear that can adapt to different bodies.
That would open up so many possibilities for people who haven't always been able to participate in sports.
Exactly. And as this technology becomes more affordable, it's going to have a big impact. We could see a future where everyone, no matter their physical abilities, can enjoy sports and all the benefits that come with it.
That's a really inspiring vision. It sounds like the future of sports textiles is about making sports more inclusive and accessible for everyone.
Absolutely. And that's what makes this so exciting. It's not just about new materials and technology. It's about shaping the future of sports and creating a world where everyone can be a part of it.
This has been an incredible journey. We've gone from bacteria-powered clothes to AI-infused sportswear. It's clear that the world of textiles is changing in a big way. But I have a feeling there's still more to discover. What else is in store for the future of sports textiles?
One area that's gaining a lot of attention is bio-based materials.
Bio-based materials, what does that mean?
It means using materials made from renewable sources like plants, algae, or even fungi.
So instead of fabrics made from oil, we could be wearing clothes made from mushrooms.
Exactly. There are companies doing amazing things in this area like MycoWorks. They're making a leather-like material from mycelium, the root structure of mushrooms.
Mushroom leather. That's wild. How does it compare to regular leather?
It's pretty similar in terms of look, feel, and durability.
Yeah.
But it's way more sustainable because you don't need to raise animals or use harsh chemicals.
That's good for the environment and the animals. That's a win-win.
Exactly. And there's so many ways we could use bio-based materials for sportswear. Imagine running shoes made from algae or yoga pants made from bamboo.
It sounds like the future of sports textiles is going to be green in more ways than one.
It is. And as we learn more about bio-based materials, we'll see even more sustainable and innovative products.
This is all so fascinating. It seems like every time we think we've reached the limit, someone comes up with something even more amazing. What other surprises does the future hold?
Well, 3D printed textiles are getting a lot of attention.
3D printed textiles?
Yeah.
You mean like printing fabric on a 3D printer?
Exactly. Mm. And we're not just talking about printing flat sheets of fabric. We're talking about printing complex three-dimensional structures that could be used to make everything from shoes and helmets to protective gear and even medical implants.
Whoa, that's mind-blowing. So athletes could be wearing helmets that were printed to fit their heads perfectly?
Exactly. And not just helmets. Imagine 3D printed shoes that are custom designed for your feet.
That would completely change the shoe industry. What about other uses?
Well, in medicine, 3D printed textiles could be used to make custom implants, bandages, and even artificial organs.
Wow, the possibilities are endless. It sounds like 3D printing is going to have a huge impact on textiles, not just in sports, but everywhere.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And as 3D printing technology gets better and cheaper, we're going to see even more uses for it.
This is all so inspiring. It seems like the future of sports textiles is about so much more than just making clothes that look good or feel comfortable. It's about using technology to improve performance, make things more sustainable, and even push the limits of what humans can do.
You got it. And as we keep exploring the possibilities of textiles, who knows what amazing discoveries are waiting for us?
Okay, I'm hooked. But before we get lost in the future, let's take a minute to think about how far we've come.
Good point. It's amazing to think about how textiles have evolved, from simple woven fabrics to these high-tech, intelligent materials we have today.
It all started with just weaving fibers together, right?
Exactly. And that simple idea has led to some of the most incredible innovations, from the clothes we wear to the medical devices that save lives.
It shows the power of human ingenuity and what we can do with material science.
Absolutely. And as we keep exploring the world of textiles, who knows what amazing things we'll find.
This has been an awesome deep dive into the world of textiles and sports. We've explored everything from keeping athletes safe to the mind-blowing future of sportswear. And it's clear that this is just the beginning. But before we wrap up, I want to leave you with one last thought.
Just imagine a world where your clothes can tell you you're getting tired before you even realize it.
Like they know you better than you know yourself.
Right. And not only that, but they can change to help you keep performing at your best.
Okay, so we're talking about clothes that are almost like a part of you. Helping you out in real time.
Exactly. And it's not just physical either. Imagine clothes that can tell how stressed you are and help you stay calm and focused. That would be huge for athletes under pressure.
It's like having a sports psychologist built into your shirt. That's amazing.
Okay.
But how does it actually work? Is it all about those sensors and AI we talked about?
It's a mix of things. Advances in materials, science, sensor technology, data analysis, and AI all coming together. Like imagine a fabric that can sense changes in your body temperature, your heart rate, even what's in your sweat.
Hold on. You can tell how stressed someone is by their sweat.
Well, it's not that simple. Huh. But there are things in sweat that can tell us about an athlete's body. And as sensors get better, we'll be able to get even more data in real time.
So it's not just about cool gadgets and futuristic fabrics. It's about understanding the human body better and how it reacts to stress.
Exactly. And once we understand that we can make sportswear that actually interacts with the athlete. Imagine clothes that can tighten or loosen based on how tired your muscles are, or change how breathable they are, depending on the temperature.
It's like having a personal trainer and a sports scientist all in one. But what about all this data being collected? Is this going to be a problem for privacy?
That's a good question. As with any new technology, we need to be careful about ethics and make sure people's data is protected. And as this tech becomes more common, we need to talk about how it's being used and how we can protect people's rights.
It seems like innovation is happening faster than we can figure out all the consequences.
That happens a lot with new technology.
Yeah.
But I think if we're careful and responsible, we can use these advances to make sports better for everyone.
That's a great goal. And speaking of the future, I can't help but think about what this means for fans watching sports. Could these textile innovations change how we experience the game?
Definitely. Imagine watching a game where you can see your favorite player's heart rate and other data right there on the screen.
That would be wild. You could see how their body is reacting to the pressure of the game.
Exactly. It would add a whole new dimension to the experience.
Yeah.
And it's not just about data. Imagine fabrics that change color with the energy of the crowd, or that make sounds and light up. It would be a completely immersive experience.
It would be like the whole stadium is alive and reacting to what's happening in the game.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's not just pro sports. This technology could be used at every level, from kids' leagues to amateur games. It would make sports more exciting and fun for everyone.
This has been an incredible look into the future of sportswear. We've gone from basic socks to fabrics that can practically read our minds. It's been amazing to explore the past, present, and future of textiles in sports.
And we're just getting started. The things we've talked about today are just the beginning. As technology keeps advancing, who knows what incredible things we'll see in the years to come.
It really makes you wonder, what will athletes be wearing in the future? What new materials and technologies will they come up with? And how will it all change how athletes perform and stay safe and comfortable?
Those are great questions, and I can't wait to see what the answers are.
It's been a pleasure diving into this topic with you. I've learned so much about the amazing potential of textiles. Thank you for joining us on this journey, and until next time, keep exploring, keep asking questions, and keep pushing the limits of what's possible.